Closing statements. This is what we're doing right now. We're calling it closing statements, and it is open to you at 499-1073. Whatever race you are running for, hop in. Once we answer the phone, you got 60 seconds to tell us why we're voting for you. We're not prioritizing by which race you're in. We're just prioritizing by first in is next up. Go to the phones right now. Good morning. Welcome to Talk 1073. Who are you? What are you running for? And why should we vote for you?
Brian, this is Brian in Trosclair. I'm running for Secretary of State here in Louisiana. And, man, I think our elections here in Louisiana are flat out unacceptable. We outsource our vote counting to a third-party vendor. We outsource our registration to a third-party vendor, leading to an F in the accuracy of our voter rolls. And we're the only state in the country you can't audit our elections. If my politician opponents wanted this fixed, they would have fixed it a long time ago. I'm the only person in the race that's talking about the issues. We're going to clean up our registration and keep it clean. No more 143-year-olds on our election. And for the first time ever, Brandon Trosclair is going to give the people of Louisiana what they deserve, and that's accountability and transparency and elections that we can actually audit. So let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.net. Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely. Brandon Trosclair running for Secretary of State, first out the blocks. He actually got it in 49 seconds. All right, right back to the phones. Who are you? What are you running for? And why should we vote for you?
Good morning, Brian. This is Sharon Hewitt. Hey. I'm running for governor.
Good morning. Good morning. Go for it. You got 60 seconds. Go.
Listen, I'm running for governor because I want to give families a reason to stay in Louisiana instead of a reason to leave. If you want Louisiana to be different, then you have to elect a different kind of leader. The political insiders will tell you that this race is over, and they want to tell you who you should vote for. But I believe that Louisiana voters are smarter than that. What I'm offering you is a different kind of leader. I'm an engineering executive, former engineering executive in the oil and gas business, and I have been working in the state Senate as a senator for the last 8 years. So I bring a different set of business skills and leadership skills, along with enough legislative experience to know what the opportunities are and where the bodies are buried, and we can do better. Louisiana families deserve better. You can read all about my plan. It's called the Hewitt Blueprint at SharonHewitt.com, along with all of the things I have been working on with these issues. You can see the Hewitt Record and the Hewitt Blueprint. I ask for your vote on Saturday.
She is State Senator Sharon Hewitt. I let her go 2 seconds over. That's on me. 499-1073. All right, we got two in right out the blocks, and we're looking back to the phone lines right now. 499-1073. We have open lines right now if you want. Again, I got to tell you, I did get a text message from Dixon McMakin yesterday because he saw the post on Facebook yesterday, and he's like, I'm actually going to be in a Bible study at that time. I can't hop on. I'm like, I can't help you, man. So... this is the one segment. This is what we're doing right here. And we do have open lines right now. 499-1073, your last chance to get in before Election Day. If you wanted to hop on board, we have room for you right now. While we do have open lines, and I'm sure we'll be getting back to the lines shortly, while we do have open lines, I do need to take a moment to remind you about the folks over at Bozeman. Bozeman Distributors. Power outage insurance is what we're talking about here. And we're talking about Honda generators, a premium generator in a Honda generator. Knowledge, know-how, and expertise is what you get from Bowman. Honda generators are what you get from Bowman. Check them out at BozemanDistributors.com. When the power goes out, you need to know that you've got enough generator to get you through that power outage. What are you plugging into it? How much wattage is this going to take? That's where Bozeman steps in. They're not just going to point to a stack of generators on the floor. They're going to help you through the process. And, oh, by the way, they've got the service after the sale that is impeccable. 295-1092 or BozemanDistributors.com. All right, back to the phone lines at 499-1073. Who are you? What are you running for? And why should we vote for you?
Good morning, Brian. Scott McKnight, running for state treasurer.
Scott, welcome aboard. Why should we vote for you?
Hey, so, you know, born and raised right here in Baton Rouge. Been giving my time and resources back to the community for decades. Spent a lot of time in nonprofits around Baton Rouge, but I've been in the financial services industry for the past 25 years, currently vice president and director of business development for Cadence Insurance, where we protect and manage billions of dollars of assets for our clients. Treasurer Schroeder's running for governor, and we need a good conservative leader to take the baton from where he's run down the road and pick it up and continue the good work. We've been working real hard for the past 16 months. I'm the only candidate in this race that is both qualified professionally and with my legislative background to know how the inside of that building works to get everything done that we need to move forward in this state. The general things that the treasurer does is running very well, and we'll continue to do that. But it's time that we also use the treasury assets to start tackling some of our larger crises, like our insurance crisis. And that's what we've already been doing, working with our new Commissioner of Insurance, Tim Temple. So we look forward to working forward. McKnight4LA.com.
He is Scott McKnight, running for state treasurer. Side note, John Schroeder was on earlier this week and elaborated on that endorsement. Next up, who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you?
Good morning. My name is Monique Appenning, and I'm running for House District 66. And why should you vote for me? Because I have the experience. I have over 25 years of experience working for the legislature as well as the executive branch of government. I will be fighting for our conservative values. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-jobs. I'm pro-gun owner. I'm pro-school choice. I want to see us reduce the size of government as well as lowering the taxes. I'm a true conservative leader, and I'd absolutely love to represent not only our district, but our state as well.
Monique already got in here early on. She came in studio for an interview previously, and she is running out there in, what district is she? 68, I believe, did she say? Monique Appenning running out there. All right, next up, who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you? Good morning. You're up.
Hey, sorry, Brian. Hey, this is John Stefanski, running for Attorney General. Look, I lived in Louisiana all my life. I'm proud of Louisiana, and I'm running to serve and improve the state. The job of Attorney General is to be the citizen's lawyer, you know, so your lawyer. That's what I want to do. At the end of the day, I'm running to defend Louisiana's families. My focus as Attorney General is going to be to run the office in an effective manner that works with district attorneys and law enforcement to get our crime problem under control in this state. And quite frankly, Louisiana, you deserve so much more than your government has produced. We just do. We deserve so much more, and we can't afford to keep the things going the way they are. We need change. I bring a great resume, great work ethic, and a mindset that we're going to improve this state. At the end of the day, I'm a real lawyer. You know, I see clients every day, and I want to bring that experience to the Capitol as your next Attorney General. Please vote John Stefanski for Attorney General, number 34, votestefanski.com. Thanks, Brian.
Right on a minute. John Stefanski nailing it with the – well, an attorney would have closing statements down pat, wouldn't he? All right, next up, who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you?
Am I on?
You are on.
This is Barbara Freiberg.
Hey, Barbara.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I feel I have the courage to lead, the experience to deliver. I've lived in this community and in this District 70 all my life, so I know the problems, I know the issues. I have the experience in the state. I've worked to increase school choice, enhanced education accountability and transparency, provided additional post-secondary options for students, expanded tax reform, led efforts to have more workforce training, obtained funding for infrastructure, and documented fair and conservative tax environment. And I feel that my effective leadership and real results are the reason people ought to vote to reelect me to District 70 as state representative.
Barbara Freiberg gets in just under the wire. We appreciate the phone call. All right, that's going to open up some phone lines as well. 499-1073, 499-1073. This is closing statements. Your last chance to get in your message to the voters. We've run a 60-second clock, and I don't even ask questions. This is your pitch right here. Why should folks be voting for you? 499-1073. All right, so far, I believe we've had 4 candidates running for statewide races and 2 running for local. I really thought this was going to be more local than statewide right now. All right, we got open phone lines right now. So if you haven't gotten in, we got 5 more minutes on the clock. We do have room to get you in here at 499-1073. While we have a moment, want to remind you about Breck's Baton Rouge Zoo and Hancock Whitney Bank. They are presenting this year's Boo at the Zoo. Boo at the Zoo opens Saturday, October 21st, and continues on the 22nd. Then it'll pick back up the following weekend on the 28th and 29th. Keep listening to Talk 107.3 FM for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. Halloween costumes are encouraged for all guests. Enjoy hand-painted fall and Halloween-themed photo ops throughout the zoo. A mini pumpkin patch is out there as well, courtesy of Capital City Produce. There will be Halloween goodie bags at the end of your visit and a whole lot more. Regular zoo admission does apply. So if you want to win your tickets, you'll get them right here at Talk 107.3 FM. If you want to purchase your tickets, you could do so at brzoo.org, brzoo.org. All right, we got another minute or two. I got about 4.5 minutes left for our closing statements. Closing statements, who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you? We're going by the order in which they came in. Up next, who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you?
Hey, Brian, Clay Shake Snyder, running for Secretary of State. You know, I think most people know this already. Secretary of State is one of the most important positions that we have statewide in protecting election integrity and taking care and being the gatekeeper of our business regulations. You know, we have a position here that needs to be somebody that's strong, somebody that's willing to work with everybody. And I think I'm that guy that can do that. I think I'm that guy that can go in there and be the gatekeeper, keep the integrity up, keep us moving forward as a state, and protect our election system.
He is Clay Schexner, Speaker Clay Schexner, right now running for Secretary of State. Appreciate you hopping on board, Clay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian. God bless you.
Likewise. All right, next up, who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you?
Hey, it's Emily Chenevere here, and I'm running for State Representative in District 66. And if we need some conservatives with a backbone. Look, I'm a political outsider, and I've never run for office before, but I'm a mom on a mission. And I think we need people who can stand strong when it's hard, but also who can disagree without dishonor. I tell people all the time, Brian, that I care a lot about the next generation and our kids. I've got four. I'm a mom of four, and I want to make sure that we build a strong Louisiana where they want to stay here, raise their kids here, and be proud of where they are. So Emily Chenevere, District 66, southeast area of Baton Rouge. Vote tomorrow, Emily Chenevere, District 66.
Emily Chenevere is in. So that's two from the District 66 race, and I got to apologize to Monique Appenning, who called earlier, because I think I mislabeled her district. They're in 66. All right. I'm looking up at the clock here. We have exactly 3.5 minutes to go, and we now have open lines again at 499-1073, 499-1073. We're calling it closing statements, your last on-air opportunity to make your best pitch. Why should we vote for you? Election day is tomorrow. The primaries are tomorrow here in Louisiana, and time is dwindling, so we're making the most of it. 60 seconds to get in your pitch. Why should folks vote for you? Next up, who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you?
Hey, this is Marty Maley running for Attorney General statewide, number 32 on the ballot. Why you should vote for me is because I probably have the best resume out of any of the candidates running, most experience. There's a lot of fine people to choose from, but I feel like, you know, mine's sort of head and shoulders above everybody else, and I've been honest and sincere throughout this whole campaign. The statewide statistics are 32%, calling for 32% voter turnout. That's terrible, y'all. That's just apathy. Please, please, please go exercise your constitutional and state right to vote tomorrow if you hadn't done so already. Number 32 on the ballot, Marty Maley. You can find me on www.martymaley.com.
Marty Maley.
Thank you for the chance to shout out, brother.
Absolutely. Marty Maley got himself in under the wire. I'm looking up at the clock. There's literally a minute and a half left. So if you've not yet gotten in and wanted to, 499-1073. Programming note, coming up in our next hour, Metro Councilman Daryl Hurst is going to join us. Coming up in our next segment, we are going to talk with Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers, as tomorrow LSU will play Auburn, 6 p.m. kickoff, giving you plenty of time to get to the voting booth before that. All right, back to the phone lines. Who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you? Good morning, you're up.
Good morning, I'm Bruce Payton, number 21. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor because I have the unique business, managerial, and skill set to market our state more effectively. I'm only running for one term because my platform is term limiting the office. Change is good for Louisiana, and term limits work, which is why we're getting a new governor this year. The other thing that I want to do is improve our state parks, which are $42 million in backlog repairs. To do that, I'm going to implement Adopt-a-Park, having corporate sponsorships for those state parks to to fast track their repair and get them back on track. More information is available to me online at Payton21.com.
He is Bruce Payton running for Lieutenant Governor. Appreciate you getting in as well. All right, let's keep it rolling right here. You know what? Let's blow past ABC News. I'm perfectly fine with this. Good morning. Who are you? What are you running for? And why should we vote for you?
Hey, Brian. Good morning. This is Hollis Day running for state representative in District 66, pretty much the southeast corner of the parish, pretty much the city of St. George.
Go for it. What's your pitch, man?
Man, the reason I'm doing this, I never thought I'd be doing this until COVID happened. And our legislature and all the conservative majority, they utterly failed us. And if you look at the endorsements, the folks that have endorsed me, it's mostly the Freedom and Liberty Platform people, the Louisiana Freedom Caucus and the Stand for Liberty group, Make Liberty Win. And so because the legislature utterly failed us and did not protect my liberties, did not protect my freedom, I want to go there and make sure that my individual rights and, of course, the rights of all the constituents in District 56 never get trampled on again by an overreaching state government and also to an overreaching federal government as well. So, yeah, tomorrow, get out and vote Hollis Day. You can go to the website, hollisforhouse.com, and call me with any questions, last-minute questions. Thanks, Brian.
Hollis Bobby Day getting in 52 seconds. He left himself 8 seconds on the clock. All right, we're going to get in one more before we get out of here. Who are you? What are you running for, and why should we vote for you?
Hey, this is State Representative Valerie Hodges. I'm running for Senate in District 13.
Go for it. Give us your pitch.
Okay. Well, Brian, I have a plan to stop flooding, and I have been working that plan. And everybody told me it was impossible to get the Comeet River Diversion Canal back on track, but I did it. And it is fully funded and well on its way, should be completed in a year. And I have a lot of other projects that I'm working on that are actually being done. And I want to say something to your listeners. The Democratic operatives in this shadowy organization who are backing my opponent and sent out tens of thousands of dollars to defeat me and put out blatant lie after lie, don't believe it, because I am the Democrats' worst nightmare. And that's why they're fighting me. And I want to just let your listeners know I have I have the endorsement of every conservative group in Louisiana, including U.S. Senator John Kennedy, Tony Perkins, Jeff Taylor. And why? Because they have watched me for 12 years, and they know that I tackle the hard issues, like fighting for lower taxes, fighting illegal immigration. And so I've stopped the CCP from buying land in Louisiana, and I want to continue that fight against the woke agenda. So I ask you to vote for Valerie Hodges. Go to my Valerie Hodges for Senate Facebook page.
Got to call it. You're running over. Valerie Hodges got it in. Okay, you know what? One more. I just straight to it. Hey, who are you? What are you running for? Why should we vote for you?
My name is Stephen Wagsback. I'm running for Louisiana's governor, and you should vote for me because the great future of Louisiana is there for the taking. It just takes the right leader at the right time, and I think I'm that guy. I'm a guy that knows how to bring jobs back to Louisiana, create an environment where our families want to stay here. I know how to train the workforce of tomorrow and do it in a way that meets families' expectations and needs for their own children. I'm going to clean up our business climate, clean up our legal climate, invest in the infrastructure we need that can move jobs. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to make you proud. I'm going to be a great salesperson for this state. I'm going to represent you to the rest of the world in a credible and ethical and inspiring manner. And we're going to begin to be one of those states in the South that have cruise control growth. We just grow year in, year out, despite politics, despite economic headwinds. We're just going to grow, and it's going to be a great Louisiana, and it's going to be the Louisiana we've always wanted and deserved.
Stephen Wagsback got it in under the wire, and that's where we're going to have to call it. Good luck tomorrow to everyone who's out there running. That was fun.